Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
After further review, we got the mayor in the building, man. Just want to set it off, man, because this is that holiday weekend and all that. Everybody getting ready to hit the stores and, you know what I mean, and give the turkeys the bad news and all that, man. But just, you know, take a stop and take a minute to be thankful, man, for, you know, what you got and, you know what I mean, and things of that nature. And think about people that's, you know, a little bit less fortunate, you know what I mean. We at that part of the year, man. We're going to get into a little thing, man, today, man. I want you to check out this thing we got called a plate review. So basically, you know how they have at the award shows, like they have like the best dressed or, you know what I mean, who had the best line or whatever tonight. You sit down at the table, you enjoy your meals or whatever. And we just next week, we're going to chop it up and have a plate review, man. We're going, you know, who had a good plate? We had a not-so-good plate, go front, you know what I mean? This is what we're going to do. We're going to have a plate review, man. That's what we do, man. I've been doing it the last couple of years, man. A couple of people been, you know, chiming in or whatever. But we're going to do it now on a little bigger scale, man. So you got GQ Palace Sports in the building. After further review, 646-200-3838 is the number. But before we really get into the thing tonight, I want to test out. Is the applause button ready? Now, let me hear the applause button. Let me hear the applause button, please. Can I get the applause button? All right. check this out. I want to make sure that, you know, the applause button is going to be heavy, because it's going to be a heavy rotation tonight, man. It's a Tuesday Night Heat Rock. Notre Dame is number one. I'm an Oregon dude. I was trying to hope that Oregon would hold that spot down, but they never got a chance to get there. So I just look at it and chalk it up as it wasn't meant to be for them. You know, Notre Dame hasn't been number one since the 90s. So it's a good look for them. And they play USC this weekend, and I think they're going to bust USC up. And they're going to get down in that championship game. So that's all it's about. Seems like the world's a better place, so Notre Dame is number one. Everybody comes out the woodworks, all these old Notre Dame people or whatever. But it is what it is. They have a linebacker, a kid named Tayao. He's very, very good. He's going to be a number one pick. They'll be playing on Sundays, you know, as opposed to Andrew Bynum, who signed all that money with the Sixers and just showing everybody different hairstyles on the bench and all that. I don't know what's up with him. I don't know if he's going to play even before the All-Star break. I'd be surprised if he comes back, because he had a problem with his with his right knee. Now he had a problem with his left knee, so he's going through it right now. And a special shout-out to Plaxico Burress, man. He got put back on, so he's with the Steelers. Signed his old deal with the Steelers, so Plaxico Burress is back in the building, and they could use him, too. So it's going down, man. Tuesday night, man. GQ Power Sports is in the building. The mayor is in your ear and on your computer dial and all that. We got Rachel from Long Island on the line. What's good, Rachel? Welcome to the bigger show. What's going on?
Well, hello there.
What's happening?
Nothing much.
So I know you gonna chime in on the plate review we're going to do next week, right? So we're having a plate review. So you go get your little Thanksgiving on, right?
Uh-huh.
And I know you're going to have a plate that you remember and a plate that you like to forget. So that's what we're going to do next week. We're going to be on here talking about a plate review. So,
okay.
You know what I mean? So that's basically what it is. So everything is everything.
Uh-huh.
So how's your week going? You see your Cowboys?
All right.
Did a little thing, you know, so you want to shout them out and all that.
I must shout out the Cowboys. I must. You guys know that I'm a big Cowboys fan. Of course, they play every Thanksgiving. Shout out to them for their great win the other day. And hopefully we will be winning on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, y'all played the Redskins. Y'all played RG3 and them. So I tell you, I don't know, man. He might want to put on a show on Thanksgiving. and those Cowboy games on Thanksgiving are usually classics. I remember a few of them from back in the days, a classic game. So,
uh-huh.
That's going to be a good game, the Redskins and the Cowboys. So I'm looking forward to that. So what you cooking on Thursday?
I'm not cooking anything. I will be working and then going to my family's house.
Okay.
So, but we're having a big Thanksgiving dinner, as we always do. My whole family meets up at one of our houses, and my baby sister is hosting it this year, and I'm looking forward to it.
No doubt. It's going down. So, yeah, so I know you're going to chime in on the plate review. You're going to have a few plates to review and all of that. So, again, man, you got the mayor in the building. I got Rachel on the line for L.I. chiming in and all of that, representing her Cowboys, as usual. You know what I mean? So anything else interesting happening out there? Did you hear about Plaxico Burress coming back to the Steelers?
No.
Yeah, he's back on the Steelers. You know, signed a little deal today. I think it was a good look for them, and it was a good look for him. You know what I mean? Because they needed a wide receiver. Somebody saw that, and he used to play for the Steelers. You know, and you know he needed a job, so he's back in the building. So he has something to be thankful for. You know what I mean?
I watched part of the Steelers game a couple of days ago.
When they played Baltimore.
I don't remember who they were playing, but I know the Steelers aren't doing too well.
Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger is hurt. And they're going through some things right now, but they're going to be all right. I'm expecting a couple of Steelers fans to chime in. you know, so, I mean, but they needed Plaxico Burress, and they got him. So hopefully it'll work out for them. And they're down to their third string quarterback. You know, so they had to sign somebody that they had from back in the day. So they brought him back because their top quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, is out with a sprained right shoulder and a dislocated rib.
Oh,
so
wow.
They don't know when he's coming back.
Well, we'll stay for him. I'll stay prayer for him.
Yeah, no doubt. Say a prayer for him, no doubt. Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, and I'm now be announcing a little contest this week that we're gonna be doing. Even it's a surprise to the GQ Palace, man. It's going down. We got a team in the NBA, right? The Washington Wizards. They have not won a game yet.
Okay.
So we're gonna do a little contest. Everybody that's gonna call in, they're gonna pick a date, choose a date when they think the Washington Wizards are gonna win their first game.
Oh,
and
God.
The winner of the contest will receive a jersey, official team jersey of their choice.
Okay.
Of their own choosing, and it'll be, you know, GQ Palace. After further review, I'm holding it down. I got that. So we feel sorry for the Washington Wizards over here at GQ Palace Sports after further review. And we want to show them a little bit of support. So anybody can pick a date. We have their little upcoming schedule that they have coming up, and they have not won a game this season. They are 0-9.
Wow.
Yes,
so,
yes, we have to say you gotta say a prayer for them too. So the next couple of games they got coming up, they play tomorrow. They play against Atlanta tomorrow. You know, and I maybe that's a winnable game, but knowing them,
they might not win.
You know what I'm saying? Then they play Saturday against Charlotte. That's another winnable game, but again, knowing them. But, they're 0-9, so, you know, hopefully they can get one in. But, yeah, we're going to have a contest because Monday they play San Antonio, and that's a wrap. They're not going to win that game, so.
Okay, so, well, I'm definitely not going to vote on that game then.
Do what they need to do. But, yeah, we're going to pick a date for the Wizards to win their first game of the season, and whoever hits the right date is going to get a jersey. After further review, is going to hold you down on that. So you got the mayor in the building, man. Tuesday night, Heat Rock. You just, you know, chopping it up, man, because it's 48 hours before the, you know, Thanksgiving. Everybody's sitting at the table saying their prayers and things of that nature. So, Rachel, what's your favorite meal at Thanksgiving? What you like to, what you look forward to?
My favorite dish has to be the, the pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin
pie. Yes.
The pumpkin pie chamber.
Yes.
Yo, pour that. Pour a pumpkin pie, man. Pour a pumpkin pie for me, too. Let me get the pour button. There you go. I'm not really too keen on the pumpkin pie, but I'm going to pour it anyway because, you know, you shouted that out. I'm a dude that likes, you know, on the dessert tip, I mean, hey, it runs the gamut. You know, sweet potato pie, you know, banana pudding. You know what I'm saying?
I make a great banana pudding.
Do you now? Applaud that.
Yeah.
Applaud the banana pudding. She makes a great plan. Applaud the banana pudding, please. There you go. Applaud the banana pudding. That's what it is. It's going down, man. Cheeky Town Sports. Banana pudding. You just took me there. That's my joint right there. I love it. So what's special about your banana pudding?
I don't know. I put my heart and soul in it. As easy as it is to make, I put my everything in it. Make it look good. I try to make sure it's just that perfect amount of cookies, the perfect amount of banana pudding, the perfect amount of banana. I just try to just put my all into it as easy as it is to make.
No doubt. No doubt. That's what it is, man. Oh, we got Mike on the line. Mike, man, welcome to the biggest show. What's good, my G? Happy Thanksgiving.
What's going on? You there? Hello? Hello?
Yeah. We here. You in the building, man. What's good?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? Hello, Rachel. How's everybody doing this evening?
Everybody's chilling, man.
You know, I better get my grub on. I know y'all going to say something about my Giants. What y'all want to say?
Well, I mean, I had a bye this week, so... Y'all getting ready to play Green Bay on Sunday, so I was hoping maybe you would, you know, give them a little word of support because it looked like, you know, y'all was going through a little slump right now, and now it's time to really step on the gas and make it happen. So I know you was going to call up and give that little speech that you always do, regardless of whatever. You know that we're doing a plate review, man, next week. So for Thanksgiving, you know, when you go out for Thanksgiving and you enjoy your meals and things of that nature, I know it's going to have that one plate that's going to stand out in your mind, and there's going to be that other plate that's going to be like, oh, snap. You know what I'm saying? So next week, we're doing the third annual plate review. We do this on the holidays, man, so nobody else does it. It's kind of like the award show where we review what we had and, you know, what the meal was like. So it goes down over here. So, yeah, Mike, man.
Wow.
It goes down, my dude.
And we're
doing a contest too, man. So we're gonna try to pick the winner. When the Washington Wizards gonna win their first game?
Oh Lord!
Yeah, because they're 0-9. So we're
gonna
do a contest
for
the winner.
Game.
Yeah, you gotta pick a date. That when they gonna win their first game, and whoever picks the correct date is gonna get a jersey, man. The mayor's gonna hold them down and make it happen. A jersey of their choice, whatever team you like. I got you. So.
Wow.
We're going to do that, man, because we're going to try to help the Washington Wizards out.
You might have
out,
that
man.
Jersey for yourself.
Huh?
You might have that jersey for yourself.
I might have. Nah, I'm not going to pick. I'm not eligible.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think they ain't going to win no games.
You don't think the Wizards going to win a game? You don't think they'll win one game, man?
Nah, man. Nah. I don't know.
They're
going to
win. They're
going to
win one game, man. They're going to win. They can't lose 82 games.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, I'm surprised right now. They 0-9. Yeah, they're closer to that, ain't they? They close.
Yeah,
so what you should think about the Giants this weekend, man, against Green Bay, man.
I think they're gonna take care of business.
Eli and them had a week to get it together.
He has time to get himself together and everything, you know. Like Miss Kia, because I know she's gonna come on talking mess.
I'm waiting for that one too, because
I got
the Steelers fans.
Yeah,
I know the Steelers fans is out there.
He's gonna be talking about Eli and all that. So I think he's gonna really get himself together, you know, right about now. He's gonna pull through now. I think
he's gonna pull
like
through
said
now.
He was going through. Yeah, they're gonna get back in the swing of things right now.
Okay, that's what it is. But the Packers are kind of hot, man. It's a Sunday night game, man. You know, and it's at MetLife, so you know MetLife is gonna be rocking. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully that Eli and them will wake up. They had a week off, and they'll get it back together because this is a stretch run now, Mike. It's about to get real in the field, man.
Cowboys.
Oh Lord, what is that? That was Cowboys. Oh
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, Rachel's in the building.
Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys, man.
They go with their tight grays on. Live alone.
So,
they all got their hats, their cowboy hats on.
Yeah, so yeah, because she's excited because they're playing on Thursday, you know? They play RG3. What's good? Okay, that's the Rocky Bell right there. Oh, we got Kia in the building. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
What's going on?
So I know. Here we go. So you got the floor. Your Steelers is in the building. What happened?
Listen, since y'all got Kia on and I'm at work, I'm gonna go to the Taco Bell. I'm so glad that y'all accepted me on this evening.
What?
Yes, I.
She's really still at her team right now.
Hey, you know. Practical Burris, any words on Practical Burris?
Oh, he's a bomb. I don't even know why they picked him up.
You don't think, I didn't think that you would look at it from that perspective.
Oh, I'm not
wow.
happy with that.
You don't, so you don't like that.
Nah,
you don't like that
nah.
sign. Wow.
Nope. I'm just ready for a rematch. That's all I'm ready for.
Yeah, so, I mean, you were at the game. So, what was the atmosphere like
there? I'm at the game until the following Saturday. That's at Baltimore.
Oh, okay, you're at the Baltimore game. Okay, all right. So, yeah, so I know the Steelers, you know, it's Charlie Batch and Plastico Burris. It gets no better than that, man. It gets no better than that. And then you got at Cleveland this week, and I think that's going to be a tough game for you guys. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think it's going to be a tough game.
Well, I don't know why you think that's a tough game for Pittsburgh. You know what? Let me put it like, I don't care what the non-fans think about a tough game.
That's
not going to be a tough game.
It's just what I think.
I mean, I know on my team.
Right.
I know who that is, but go ahead anyway.
And you have your right to, you know, rock out with your team and all of that. But
you
it
was a bad game.
Yeah.
I mean, not defensive wise, I'm not worried about that. They couldn't get in the end zone. You know, special team failed. You know, I'm just ready for a rematch up in Baltimore. Believe me, and of course, if anybody, you know, I took a, you know, and I could care less about the beating or the comments on the page. I want to say I'm passionate about my Steelers. I protect them well. You can bring whatever you can bring. Ravens fans think this is a game that, you know, but they always watch a different game than I watch. I don't understand why Ravens fans that I know watch a different game. I'm trying to figure out what did y'all actually do? Just tell me what Flacco did. He did not get in the end zone that one time, but, what did they do? What did they do? Nothing. But you know what? Payback is sweeter. So I'm not even worried about Ravens fans. They had nothing on us. Nothing.
Okay. All right. That's what it is, man. It can't be mad at that. I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's going to work itself
and then,
out,
what?
Hopefully.
I'm sitting here hearing all these comments. And it was hit me about, you know, people about comments about the uniform. I could give a rat ass how our uniform looks. I could give a rat ass what people say about our damn uniform.
I don't wear them no more.
I thought they
was on the wrong show. They should have been on Boardwalk Empire.
You don't know how many times this fool slips when it comes somebody ass out I'm not big on sensitive. I'm not being watching people. If you're sensitive, like I made that statement, you're sensitive.
Applaud the sensitive people, please. Applaud the sensitive people. It's an applaud for the sensitive people, please.
Sensitive, you know. I'm in here and all this about the uniform. What do the uniform got to do with the game? I don't understand that. So what?
I'm like, and they wearing them frequently too. What happened? You have the uniform.
What happened to the
regular uniform? What happened to the regular uniform?
You worry about that.
They've been wearing them quite frequently. What happened? The other ones got lost? I thought it was Boardwalk Empire I was watching. When I was watching the game.
Nah, you know what? You thought whatever. You got your ass. You thinking that whatever. You watching Boardwalk, whatever.
First game because they're 0-9. So in the
winter,
we're doing it like now. We just pick a date for whenever they're gonna win their first game. And
when are the games? Like, I don't know the dates. What's the game?
Let me see right now. They got their schedule. The Wizards. Oh man. Oh no, man. They are 0-9. And whoever wins the contest is going to get a jersey. We're going to hold them down and get them in the jersey, the team jersey, their choice, whatever jersey they like. Tomorrow they play Atlanta, at Atlanta. Okay. So tomorrow they're at Atlanta. Okay. Saturday, they're home against Charlotte.
Okay, I'm going to pick Saturday's game.
So you're going to pick Saturday against Charlotte. Saturday.
Then
Monday they play home against the Spurs. So you know that's an L.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, and let me see. So let me pick them by the time we get back on here next week. Let's see. Next Tuesday, that's the game. Next Wednesday. And they play Portland next Wednesday. So I'm looking at, if they don't win these next two games, it's gonna be we might be doing this contest again next week. Word is ball. They might carry over to next week. So yeah, so Kia picks Saturday against the Charlotte Bobcats. We're gonna get Mike's pick, we're gonna get Rachel's pick later on in the show. But yeah, man, it's going down. And we also Nah, who?
No.
Hello?
Yeah.
Nah, they didn't pick yet.
No, we didn't pick yet.
Because you can't. And you got it like that.
What? Like, what was it, Mike Tyson?
He said, what difference does it make?
Woman? What difference does it make? Who went first?
Yeah, he said, what difference does it make?
I had a wrong day.
Oh, man.
I've already seen all this stuff coming up with the silver. I haven't even read. I've never seen. People text me about my team. I'm like, how the hell? Why? I'm getting texted me about my team.
But that's how you go, because you go hard body karate for your team, so you know people are going
to
come at you like that.
I don't need nobody to tell me nothing about my team. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you to tell me.
You need somebody to tell somebody about them uniforms.
You know what? I give a rat ass about the damn uniform. I got to tell you, not to anybody else. I give a rat ass about the damn uniform. They wear the uniform, they win. If you refer to them uniforms, then that's you.
Their uniforms is...
Why about your team get to the Super Bowl?
My team is all right.
We're
6-4. We good. My team is all right. We good money. I'm proud of my team.
Okay.
We 6-4.
Okay.
Yeah, we can talk about my team.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. We 6-4. Which was good.
Okay.
You want to talk about my team? Let's talk about it. Josh Freeman, what's good? Doug Bryan, what's good? You know what I mean?
No,
I mean, we all right.
That goal is for us to be around in January.
We won four in a row. We good. I'm actually surprised.
You know, four in a row. It's not guaranteed you get the playoffs.
How many games the Steelers won in a row?
What?
How many games the Steelers won in a row?
How many games the Steelers won in a row?
So we're in the same boat. We're 6-4.
We are equal to the Steelers.
You 6-4 and we 6-4. We're 6-4. It's the Steelers 6-4. Tampa Bay is 6-4. We are all in the same boat. Together. GQ Power Sports
like
in the building, man. You got the mail on with tonight,
whatever.
Man. Tuesday night heat rock, man. Word is ball. Yo, applaud my singing, man. Applaud that. Applaud my singing, please. Make me feel good. Applaud my singing. Thank you. Hurry up.
And that just manufactured. Somebody got to do that. Damn, applaud.
Back to the original question. So, Kia, you didn't want to go first? You didn't want to pick the date first?
I'm fine with Charlotte.
Okay. She going to rock out with Charlotte. So, Mike, we're going to make Kia happy so everybody can pick their game. So, what game are you going to pick?
I can pick later. That is who's wondering why nobody else
picks.
I'm not fine. I don't care.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Spurs.
You going to go with the Spurs game?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Spurs.
All right. Mike says Monday.
I'm going to go with the Spurs. You know, I got to go against the green. You know
Rachel,
what I mean?
You on the line with it still? Okay, she's doing something.
Hello,
okay.
I'm here.
Okay,
hello.
All right. So what game is you picking for the Wizards to win?
They play tomorrow
against Atlanta, and they play Saturday against Charlotte.
Okay, I'm gonna go for Saturday's game against Charlotte.
So she's gonna go with Kia. Kia said Saturday against Charlotte. All right, Saturday. Got it written down. So it's on and popping. So so Mike said Monday against San Antonio. And I'm gonna reserve my pick for later on because I think we might be doing this again next week. But GQ Palace Sports in the building, 646-200-3838 is the number. Press 1 to get in on the situation. We're doing the plate review next week, so you know what I mean. We're gonna have some Thanksgiving plates and Thanksgiving dinners. It's gonna be some good ones. It's gonna be some not so good ones. This is the place where you can come and talk about it. Next week is going down, man. The 3rd annual plate review. GQ Palace, man. You don't have to say no names. The names can be protected, you know, protected innocent and all that. Just come and talk about your plates, what you like, what you didn't like, what you had too much of, what you needed some more of. Everything's everything. We're doing the plate review, man. It goes down. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Shout out again.
I missed that. What did you just say? I missed that part.
We're doing the plate review. So when you go and eat your Thanksgiving dinner, you know what I mean, when you go to your people's house or whatever, you get your plates, and you just basically, it's going to be a plate that you know, that you're going to like, a meal, you know, something on the plate you're going to like, it's going to be something on the plate you don't like. So we're just going to come here and talk about it, you know. You got to tell somebody.
On the plate you don't like.
So we're going to do this. We're doing it as a service to the public. It goes down. This is third
okay,
annual.
I want to say, you don't put nothing on your plate you don't like.
Don't nobody else do this. So if somebody else do it, tell you they're doing it, they're lying. The third annual plate review is going down right here at GQ Palace after further review. So you just say, yo, I had a plate, da-da-da-da, I went somewhere, and the stuff it was banging. And, or the radishes was raviate or something, you know what I mean? Just, you know. It goes
what
down over here, man.
So
Tuesday
much.
Night heat rock in the building, man. Can we get applause for the plate review, please? Applause the plate review. Can we get some applause for the plate review? Thank you. Word up, man. So, yeah, so everything is everything, man. So anything else happening out there that you want to talk about or pay attention to? Oh, Mike, did you hear about that little girl, man, the little girl, Samantha? I think her name is Samantha Gordon. She's like 8 years old. She played football.
Yeah, I was talking about everything.
Yeah, we was talking about her a little bit last week, man. She off the hook, man. They had an interview with her on ESPN. Yeah, they got an interview with her on ESPN. It's funny. You need to check it out.
I'm going to check it out. But
Stuart Scott,
she's bad,
man. She's funny, you know what I mean? And it was real nice. And she does work.
That's
she
what they said.
Does
she's
work,
bad,
man. A little 8-year-old girl, man. And shoulder pads
dude,
and all that.
She'd be a monster. She was a dude, you know.
Making it happen, yes, she would.
But they actually got that female, you know, the females playing football now. Those new shorts and everything.
Yeah, the lingerie league and all that.
And
yeah,
I think they took that to a little bit of an extreme, me personally.
Yeah. I mean, you know what that's about.
But
that's about,
the female,
you know what I mean? It's going to draw those people that you know, attention for that, man. They want to, you know, it's a way to get the people that's not really sports fans like that just to watch the game and watch, you know, a bunch of ladies running around in their underwear. I mean,
exactly.
But the guys are playing football. Yeah, you know.
They're using it as a sex symbol, which is not a good thing. That's why I'm saying certain sports ain't for females. I used to have females playing football, tackle football, and Daisy Dukes.
Yeah.
What? You
that's
know,
crazy, right?
I'm like, nah,
Mike, tell me how you enjoyed the game.
Which game?
Oh, you know, so funny.
I tried to get you, man. It's all good. I tried to get you.
Applaud me for trying to get Mike, please.
Yo, it's a holiday mood right now, man. GQ Palace, we're in a holiday mood, man. It's a festive
situation.
How
did you enjoy the game?
How did I enjoy which game?
Yeah, you know what game I'm talking about. I ain't talking about else's game.
Tampa Bay? I enjoyed it very much.
I ain't talking about the Bucks.
Which game you talking about?
You know what game I'm talking about. You know what game come out my mouth first.
Steelers? The Steelers
and
the Ravens?
That's right. Don't let other teams come out my mouth first.
I felt sorry for you. I felt sorry for you. I thought it was going to be a game that, you know, you should win, and you know, regardless of the situation. And, you know, you like you said, your defense played very well. You know, it just wasn't that the special team,
okay,
man.
What did the Ravens do besides the special team? What did they do that you
really,
did? You
they did enough. They did enough to win. That's all they had to do.
You answered my question. You asked right. 3 points. You answered my question.
They did enough to win. They scored all their points in the first quarter. And then they just added field goal in the third, and that was it. You know what I mean? And the defense did the rest. Ray only had 40 yards, so they didn't really do nothing spectacular at all. But it was just the defense that, you know, stopped the Steelers when the, you know, Steelers needed to get some momentum going on. So, again, like you said, you got a rematch coming, and it was a low-scoring game, which we expected. You know, and this time the Ravens, you know, the Ravens won. The Steelers just got to pay them back. And the turnaround is quick, so it's not like a thing where you got to wait. You know what I mean? You got him in a couple of weeks or whatever. The turnaround will be quick. So the Ravens really didn't do nothing but, you know, defend their position.
I was just trying to say, what was so great about that game, since you know.
Besides Jacoby Jones running the punt return back?
Oh, whatever.
Nothing really, because Byron Leftwich scored the touchdown for y'all. So, I mean, what did the running backs didn't do nothing, the receivers didn't do nothing, so, you know, I mean, it was a good game, but the Steelers just came up on the short end of the stick, and that's cool, it happened. You know, so now you just got to really, you know, do what you got to do, and you get, like I said, you got the turnaround comes in a couple of weeks in Baltimore, and, you know, you get them back and do what you got to do, but the only thing about that now is you're two games behind them. So, you know, just take that L and do what you got to do with it, you know? So, I'm just thinking that maybe Pittsburgh and they come back and do what they're supposed to do against Cleveland, you know, and then you can play Baltimore again and we'll see where you're at. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah. Applaud that, please. Applaud that.
Applaud what? You're kidding me with these applause.
Jesus, like applaud what?
Hey, wait a minute. So Kia, what do you think about your boy Mike D'Antoni finally coaching the game tonight against Brooklyn?
I think you're less about D'Antoni even against the playoffs.
This is the season of Karen. What do you care about? This is the season of Karen.
What?
This is the season of, you know, goodwill towards your fellow man and all that. So you don't care about
that phone
up. What is going on? What's the deal?
They were blowing her phone up about her team. She's mad.
But she's on her team now, that's the point. They always want to come back.
When the team is winning, you on top of the Empire State Building like
King. No, bro, that's not that. What they were blowing my phone up about was about a lot of nonsense. A lot of nonsense about this game. Which I can get less. No, I'm the same way when we win, I'm the same way when we lose. I'm hard on my team. Mike, you worry about y'all getting past Green Bay this week, okay? You worry about y'all beating Green Bay. If y'all lose Green Bay, that's three straight losses for y'all.
Oh, we don't beat Green Bay.
Okay.
I'm not worried about that.
They
look
like
last week after
y'all going to beat Cincinnati the same week before you say it's going to be the Steelers. Don't worry about beating Green Bay.
If y'all lose
the Green Bay, y'all got Cowboys behind y'all neck, okay?
If you lose the Green Bay, it's going to be a serious problem.
Y'all got a problem.
Yeah,
so you weren't about beating Green Bay and losing three games in a row. Like you said last week, the week before y'all wasn't going to lose.
What's that song that may have got played in the background? Put your hands where my eyes can see. That's what it's going to be like.
All right. And I'm just waiting to hear your story on Tuesday about how y'all won three games in a row.
He's going to be sick. Okay. He's going to be sick on Tuesday.
Yeah,
man.
I think the Giants really got to,
this is one of the games they got to show up, man, because Green Bay is getting hot. So it's
Eli's
either they're going
to show up in that game.
Eli got to come out of that slump, man. And because definitely Green Bay's going to come in on fire because they got, you know, they got the ground to make up. So and the Giants want to hold that home field down. So I think that they got to really do their numbers. But I'm worried about my Buccaneers. I want to see if we're going to win against Atlanta. Hopefully we can win it. We got a home game against the Falcons. Hopefully we can, you know, do what we need to do. But I'm tired of this cardiac stuff. We always coming back at the end of the game and trying to pull it out. We're down like 24-0. And then we come back at the end of the game and pull it out. We don't need to do that. But I'm proud of my team still. You know, we 6-4. But it's a couple of good games going on this weekend. Thursday again, we got Houston at Detroit. Houston Texans are playing in Detroit. That's the first game on Thursday at 12. And then we got Washington, the Redskins. RG3 is playing the Cowboys. That's at 4 o'clock on Thursday. And then you got the Patriots and the Jets. That's the Thursday night joint. NBC pulling that down at 8. But, yeah, man, it's a couple of other games that's going on this weekend that kind of interesting. Like I said, mentioned earlier, Atlanta and Tampa Bay. The Pittsburgh and Cleveland game is going to be interesting. Baltimore at San Diego, that's going to be interesting. San Francisco at New Orleans. We're going to see what the 49ers are going to do. Last night they did a number on the Chicago Bears. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick just came out of nowhere and is doing his numbers, man. And I don't think that they should have a quarterback controversy per se.
They got lucky in that game.
Who got lucky in what game? The 49ers got lucky?
Come on. They suspect. Damn,
Colin Kaepernick was killing them.
They I'm not worried about them.
The Bears.
I don't think anybody in
the NFC.
I don't even.
The Bears
defense was bad. They were bad. And they were the top. They played awful. No way they let them put up that much points in that game.
Yeah.
No way they let them put up that much points in that game. No way.
I mean, Kaepernick did his numbers, and Jason Campbell didn't do nothing.
Well,
you know
he's a bum anyway.
Yeah, you know, so I you know, it was a battle of the backup quarterbacks with Colin Kaepernick is nice, and I think, you know, he deserves to, you know, be a starter. But not necessarily right now, because Alex Smith is the starter for this team. And I don't think they played bad at all. I just think that they, you know, the Bears didn't show up. And that usually happens, you know, when you're playing, you know, on the road and doing all that day. So what do you think about the short turnaround? So, like, if a team plays on Sunday and then they have to play on the following Thursday, do you think that, you know, is a bad thing necessarily?
Well, Pittsburgh had to do it. No, you have to do it.
Uh-huh.
No, you go ahead and do it. You play. Well, you got to play when you got to play.
All right, so if you was a visiting team and you had a game on, let's say you had a game on Sunday, game on Sunday night, and then your next game is going to be on Thursday night. So that means you'll get a day of practice, no time off, you know, and you probably have to travel to the West Coast.
They don't need time off. Much money you take a company day, they don't need time off. Get to business.
Oh. Oh, you're going to roll tonight. All right, yeah. You're going to roll tonight. You're kicking everything.
Yeah, man. Going down.
I hear you, Kia.
646-200-3838 is the number.
Phones, I hope you don't start tapping phones, girl.
It's been a long
police,
day,
right?
A long, long day
today. See, you hear that?
On the cops.
She done started calling cops.
Oh, man.
I
met
you
today. Sirens and all that.
You done bust somebody's head open to the white meat.
Yeah, man. You hear the sirens out there?
Yeah, she done bust somebody's head open to the white meat.
Hey, whatever.
So Mike, man, what you think about the Knicks, man? You think the Knicks gonna win?
Knicks play
New Orleans.
They gonna do it.
I need to get a score update.
A score update.
It's 31-23 Knicks, the second quarter. The Knicks are ahead 31-23.
Yo, they doing their thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of them, you know, but I'm not going to get into them until, like, after, you know, maybe around Christmas time. That way they got a lot of games under their belt that we can really see what's what. I'm, you know, 7-1, I'm thoroughly impressed. I'm pleasantly surprised. You know, they're playing together. Carmelo is helping, you know, move the ball around. You know what I mean?
And I think that's what he really had to do. He was just so greedy, you know what I mean? He felt like he wanted to be a Jordan of the Chicago Bulls. That's mainly what Carmelo wanted to do. And I think he really got to that point where he can't do it.
Right.
You need your team. Even Jordan came to that point. Jordan, he was a man, but he still needed his team.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? He needed Pippen. He needed Rodman. You understand?
Right. Your teammates. Yeah, right. I mean,
exactly. You know,
make your teammates
that's
better.
How the whole thing works. And as long as they keep going like that, they good. I'm telling you, they good.
I'm not sold on it. You know what? I'm sold on it once February get here. February and March get here, you'll see how the Knicks look. They don't look like they were playing February and March. Then they got a long road ahead of them getting that playoff. They'll make the playoffs, but the battle game, a five games or what, seven games?
Mm-mm. But see, you got to realize, you got to think about how the Knicks was always playing. It was always somebody on that team that felt like they had to be in control of it. Look at Patrick Ewing and John Stockton.
I think it's a player. I think if it's a certain player who's in control, maybe they can win the game. But Carmelo is not the one to try to win the game for the Knicks.
No. I'm saying he's trying to win.
I'm saying he's playing team ball.
He's playing team ball,
but he can carry the Knicks. He could win the game, whatever. Not saying he's supposed to be selfish or whatever. If you want to say like a Kobe, you know, I just say he's selfish. You don't want to give up the ball. Well, Kobe had won a lot of games on his own. You got to have that type of attitude. And Carmelo is totally different from Kobe. Not the same type of player.
No, they're not. No, don't get me. Kobe is a damn good player. You know, but Kobe, to me, Kobe's a team player when he feels he want to be a team player.
Right.
He's not always a team player. I take that he's not a team player. He calls himself selfish. He's selfish. I think he wake up on the left side, he'll say, I'm going for myself. When he wake on the right side, all right, say I'll be a team player. You understand? But Carmelo, I see what Carmelo's doing right now. He's playing team ball right now.
The other options never worked. The other options that he had when he was in Denver and in New York, it never worked for him. So now he realizes, let me be a team player. It's working for him this way.
Once you realize that, and then plus after, you know, you got to look at it like this. After, you know, once when he left Denver, they started winning. They was actually got better. So they was better, you know, because they was playing a team concept of team ball. So,
I don't think he had respect for his teammates in Denver. He didn't have respect for his teammates in Denver.
Well, you know, it was all about Carmelo. He had that mentality.
Sometimes when those rookies first come out, they think it's really all about them once they get drafted. So they're going to try to prove that point.
Carmelo was not that outstanding rookie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He was just Carmelo Anthony that played for the Nuggets.
Yo, he was trying to prove a point. You know, just like Vince Carter and all of them. Vince Carter and them, it's like when they was coming, they was proving their points. Vince Carter was a fly high end, you know, he was proving a point. Carmelo was trying to get to that point with them where he had the game, but he didn't have the experience. You understand what I mean? That's how I felt with Carmelo at the beginning. He had the game, but he didn't have the experience.
I mean, he had just come from winning the championship in Syracuse, you know what I mean? So, boom, he won the championship in Syracuse, he left.
Totally different league, okay.
No. But you're saying an experience. He could have stayed, but he didn't. He left. So, how much experience did he need? The thing about it was, it was Carmelo, and then you had LeBron. Which side of the fence were you on? Were you up with Carmelo or you with LeBron? LeBron got all the hype. Okay, LeBron got all the shine.
He was a big pal, please. I'm not even a fan of his. I don't think he's...
He's not a fan of his either.
You know what LeBron did when he did in Chicago? He's the same way when he got... I think it's bad when you air your dirty laundry out about the team and you show the disdain of the teammates and stuff like that. It's all about you. And then all of a sudden, he's not playing well. Even though Kobe was that way, Kobe wanted to win. They didn't want to win. They could care less. They had to be the superstar. Kobe was thinking to get those six titles quick. He got those five titles real quick. Are you kidding me? Carmelo and LeBron. LeBron just got his. Carmelo was still looking to get the door. Kobe was running for his, and he got his.
But Kobe had Shaq.
Yeah, he had Shaq.
Yeah, you know.
And he won without Shaq. He quiet the other team down and saying he won without Shaq. He won without Shaq. Yeah, he did.
Right. And I think that's Kobe's motivation. You know, he's doing it without Shaq. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what Kobe wanted to do, to me. That's why he was talking about Shaq. He wanted that team for himself. He didn't want it to be Kobe and Shaq. We all saw that.
And then the same thing with, though, I think the 2008 season when they lost in Boston really, really set the tone because he was pissed. He was pissed in Boston. I believe Boston was a loss, the championship. Then he came back the following year, got our test in the swap. They won back to back.
So, I mean, by doing that, that kind of like, you know, erases, you know, or kind of lessens the sting of that loss against Boston. But again, like you said, you know, Kobe's that dude. Kobe's that dude, and it's just that now you have to put the team around him. Because remember, he was, you know, it was about, you know, again, he was playing with Shaq or whatever. Then when it became his team, he, you know, he's the man. So he comes from that generation where it's about me. But and still, he still represents scoring champion, MVPs, and all that. So
I can take that. I can take that. You know what? I can take that about Kobe. You know, and stuff like that. He'll, you know, they talk about, you know, how, of course, yeah, he's tough. I give it. Yeah, he, you know, but and everything and stuff like that with the help he had, even with the Lamar. And you know, I'm still upset about the Lamar thing because just call a six man award and get married to some that reality stuff and it gets caught up in that and looks like crap the next season and we got ousted by Dallas.
Yeah.
And then you think they trade him, ship them off. He had the six man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So GQ Power Sports in the building, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. We talking about Kobe, and we're talking about the Lakers, and we talk about the Knicks, and we talk about the Giants and the Cowboys and the Steelers and all that. But we want to talk about what you're thankful for, man, because, you know, it's that time of the season, man, where everybody's kind of like being a little reflective on the year and being, you know, thankful for their situations and things of that nature. We got T on the line. T, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's going on, T?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up, T?
Just calling
to show
some love. Therefore,
Beaven, leave it there.
That's good. What's happening?
Ask y'all if y'all coming to the funeral.
I'm picking up my black socks. I got my black socks on. I got my black socks ready.
I'm like, oh,
it's so sad. It is so sad.
It is. I mean, like I said, they steal my boys, but I got a funeral to attend. It's a wrap.
So, I mean, what do you think that's going to be like the end result? Are they going to, you know, okay, we already kind of realized that Vic probably, you know, he's not going to be there next year. Andy Reid most likely won't be there next year. What do you do? Do you keep Nick Foles or what do you do now?
No, you better get another quarterback. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know why you're here. Yeah.
But the next year, they're still going to be my boys.
Right. I don't think he's not gonna resign. I don't think they're gonna fire him. I think they're gonna ship a lot of people. They're gonna clean house. But I don't think Andy Reid will be that the Eagles coach.
Yeah?
I don't.
He already statement that he said he's not resigning. You know, that means he's a cop out.
Jeffrey Lurie said at the beginning of the season that 8-8 wasn't acceptable. And if he didn't make the playoffs, there was some changes had to be made.
Well, maybe he's
going
to be going.
The only way he's going to go is to sell the team.
Right.
And you know that ain't happening.
I think they're the general manager.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that situation kind of, it turns sour real, real fast. You know?
Yeah.
And it just seems like it's the same situation. Because, you know, you went through this a couple years ago with Donovan McNabb.
Exactly.
You know, we keep talking about the same thing, but it's like deja vu all over again. You know, you thought you had the situation, you know, taken care of with Michael Vick, and now here we go. He's hit a wall. So now it's like he started with scratch.
I don't think it's Vick. I think it's the offensive line. It's not Vick. It's that offensive line. That Vick's the way he needs to go. It's not Vick.
And, you know, it takes a whole team to play a game.
And
I mean, you know, that's like, you can see the discussion. And Deshaun, Macklin, all of them. Mm-hmm. It's like they don't really even care now. Well,
right.
they might as well not because we're dead meat.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
The only thing you could be now is kind of like a spoiler, you know what I mean? You can, you know, still play hard, you know what I mean? Still go for yours and kind of like upset somebody else's season. I don't know if that's going to happen. But, you know, that's the only kind of hope that you got. And it's kind of like you're playing
record?
For pride.
Hey, what's the Eagles record?
3-6 or something like that? 3-7?
Not good at all.
I'll be back
with the
first time. The Eagles are 3-7.
Okay, 3-7. It's a wrap.
And they used to be 3-1.
Right.
That's a terrible thing.
That was way back then, right? But, you know, like I said, I want to call in, show some love and support, you know,
all right,
to my family.
Yeah, before we let you go, thanks for the love and all that, the support. We're doing the plate review next week, so you got to call in and let us know how your plates went, or, you know, when you went around on Thanksgiving and things of that nature. And we're picking a date for the Washington Wizards because they haven't won a game yet. Hold on, don't go nowhere, T. Oh, we got my man Malcolm on the line. Malcolm, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude. What's happening?
Hey, what's good? What's good? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes, sir. Dallas Cowboy fan in the house. What's going on?
Yeah, nothing new. Don't forget, big New York Knicks fan, too.
New York Knicks fan. The Knicks is in the building, man. No doubt. The Knicks is in the building. You know, we're playing New Orleans tonight, man. It's going down.
Melo's doing his thing right now. Melo's doing his thing.
All right.
They are doing it right now.
So you got to worry about your Cowboys, man?
Well, first of all, everybody knows I hate the coach, which is nothing new. You know, he's a terrible coach. But like I said, they're not going to do nothing unless they get some discipline into their house, man, because they had no discipline. Too many penalties, too many stupid penalties, by the way, you know. And then a coach that can't manage a game, he's just an idiot. Like I said, they got the talent, they just don't have a good coach. Like I said, you are what your leader is. When you're a poor leader, you're a poor leader.
Yeah, I heard that, man. So you got Thanksgiving coming up, man. You're playing RG3, so what's it looking like, man? You got RG3 coming to your house.
They gonna dog him out. Cowboys gonna beat the shit out of
Cowboys gonna beat the what?
Because I got somebody that just pissed me off today talking about that that Redskins not gonna lose no more games.
Who said that? This friend of mine, he really ticked me off.
But it made me mad. Hold on, can we applaud that, please? We're going to applaud T being mad.
Somebody made him mad.
I mean, you know, because he has been like, the Redskins are unbeatable. They can be had. Trust and believe.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can be had. You know, you're right. You know what I mean? But, you know,
but
and the Redskins,
for him to say that they're not going to lose another game this season, he's dead wrong.
I mean, you know, they got the Cowboys on Thursday, then they got the Giants next Monday night.
Exactly. Then they got the Ravens. They got the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. And if they want to, you know, make some noise, they can't afford to lose any more games.
Well,
really?
He had the clarity to his schedule that they think that they're gonna actually win straight out, and that's it for them, and that's how they're gonna make the playoffs. Yeah, okay. You should tell him to call me.
You gonna break it down for him?
I'll break his team down
for him and tell him what game they're gonna lose, what game they're gonna win, and let him know that they're not busted in. Come on.
For that. Yeah, but again, I mean, you know, as a Redskins fan, you're supposed to think that this team's gonna win.
Yeah, you know, all the games. This is what I'm saying. Oh, Redskins haven't done nothing. Only time you can say that if your team has been somewhere in the last couple of years, you can have that right to say something. What the Redskins say is they just cleaned up the trust of them, just like the 49ers fans last year. You ain't now seen no 49ers fans for how many years, and all of a sudden, I walk in my bank and see this guy with a 49ers fan. I call my bank manager, y'all just business with him, save all my money about the bank.
Can we get the applause button for that, please? Akia standing up for taking all her money out the bank. Can we get this? All right.
I just got pissed at a lot of 49ers fans just when they're going to win the Super Bowl.
The 49ers are good. You got to, I mean, the 49ers are good.
and they got beat like Brother Giants in their turf.
They did. But
the
49ers are good.
All my 49ers fans, I still couldn't say nothing.
You know how they go, though.
As
soon as the team start winning, everybody starts coming out the woodwork.
And the same thing with Atlanta. The score just 2 points. 12 points?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Come on. That's a joke. That's a big joke.
But then that's another conversation. I mean, a true fan would be able to, you know, at least go back a couple years or whatever and name a few people on the team. But, like, then you got the bandwagon people that just jump on because that's the topic of the day.
That's what I'm saying? And these are the bandwagon fans to talk about my team, you whatever. I'm sitting here like, well, last time y'all been to the Super Bowl, you don't even know when the last time we've been to the Super Bowl.
Right. And that's the point.
You probably don't even know who your quarterback is to the Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't even have time for people like that.
And as simple as that. That's how you break them down. Like, when, you know, what do you know about your team?
And that's how you expose the bandwagon people. That's how you, and you know what?
That's
Giants
right.
have a whole lot of bandwagon fans. Now all of a sudden they like Giants fans because they like Coons. Are you kidding me?
They're not Giants fans. I mean, no disrespect. They're not Giants fans. Like you said,
said
it. They're not Giants fans. They like Victor Cruz. You know
what I'm saying?
Is that wrong with that? But again, I understand your point. Don't come at me sideways talking about like you know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? I got you.
Hey,
I got you on that.
Hey, Tay.
Yeah.
Remember that girl that said that the Cowboys and somebody else going to go get the Super Bowl? They in the same division, the same conference. Get the ass off the damn line.
Right. See, like, you know.
How the Cowboys and the Eagles go to the Super Bowl? Get the ass off the damn line. I don't even call back no more.
Exactly.
Hey, this is a family show here, buddy. Tuesday night Heat Rock is going down. GQ Power Sports in the building.
I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all you guys.
Applaud that, please. Applaud that, please. Thank you very much. All right. That's what it is, man.
But like I said, I want to wish all you guys a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Eat plenty of food, which I know y'all will.
Yeah, no doubt.
And much
we got
love to each one of you all.
No doubt. We got the plate review going on, so I'm expecting you to call with some good news or some bad news or whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever your stomach
wait
says.
Wait, when you say next week?
Yeah, next week we're doing the plate review.
I thought you said something about the Eagle review.
No. That's going to be the repass.
I picked them in a phone case. We are gathered here today.
Y'all have y'all condolences ready, okay? Next Wednesday, I want to hear some condolences.
Yes,
you're
going to
be crying.
Yes, you're going to have to wear that black suit.
Everybody put on black next Tuesday.
Yes, we're going to be crying.
Because we'll be at funeral. I'm going to
be crying like Wanda on Good Times.
Oh my God.
We got Shelly in the building. Yo, take care, T. We got Shelly in the house. Shelly, welcome to the biggest show. What's going on?
Hey, everybody. How you doing? I just got in the house. I just came from the grocery store. I'm just giving a shout out and showing love. That's basically
what I'm doing. Happy Thanksgiving and all that.
Thanks.
So Shelly, let me tell you right quick. Next week, we're doing the plate review. So, you know, when you go out to, you know, Thanksgiving on Thursday or whatever, you know, over the weekend or whatever, and you get your plates, I know it's going to be something on there that you like, and it's going to be something on there that's, you know, whatever. So Tuesday, you're going to come in, you're going to call up, and, you know, tell us about it. We're doing our third annual plate review, Thanksgiving plate review. It's going down GQ Palace Sports next Tuesday, man.
Just make sure the food you're talking about ain't on the line.
And make
sure on your Facebook page.
Oh.
You don't want to lose no friends.
I have to be easy. We can't say the person's name. That's what you're saying.
No, we can't. No, we're gonna leave the name out to protect the innocent. We're gonna leave that name out. We ain't gonna blow them up like that.
What you gonna say? Aunt B potato salad with so
My thing is, and how I am, and I'm telling y'all, I don't catty-coat nothing. I think it's the best medicine not to catty-coat anything. If I don't like something, I ain't like what somebody did, I'm not going over there. She doesn't cook. I'm going over there to eat. Are you kidding me? No, we're not going to eat there.
Applaud Kia for her eyes not being bigger than her stomach. Applaud that, please. Thank you very much. Applaud that. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. But, yo, it's going down, so I know you're going to have a good plate review. You know what I mean? Yeah, we're doing the plate review, man. So, you know, whether the stuffing was on point or the turkey or the gravy or the potatoes or whatever, even the desserts, we going there. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. But, yeah, speaking of dessert, that thing, the Churpumple, man, I've seen the Churpumple. It's crazy. It's a cake baked, what? I mean, it's a pie baked inside a cake, and it's like three layers.
A pie baked inside of a cake?
Yes. A pie
that
baked
don't sound too good.
Yeah, it sounds really
that
filling.
That don't sound good.
It sounds really filling.
It don't sound too good.
I had to ask the southern people. That don't sound.
Yeah, they try to. They try to do with the turducken, with the turkey and the duck and the chicken and all that inside it. You know what I mean? Now they try to do it with a cook a pie inside a cake, and it's called the Churpumple. It looks real crazy.
You know what? That just goes to show they want people to eat anything.
Yeah.
They're trying to be different.
Are you kidding me? Who would eat that? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Who eat something like that?
Yeah, and it's like three or four layers, man. It's like a cake and a pie and a cake and a pie, and it's all inside of a cake. It's crazy. Yeah, man.
That sounds nasty.
Man. So it's going down. So, I mean, I hear a lot of people saying that they don't like cranberry sauce. I'm a fan of the cranberry sauce. Applaud cranberry sauce, please. All right, we're going to applaud the cranberry sauce. I'm a fan of the cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I love cranberry sauce. Oh, man.
Oh, man, that's what it is right there. I need the cranberry sauce, and that's how it goes down for me.
Oh, I don't like that.
You don't like cranberry sauce?
Uh-uh.
That's more for me, because I love cranberry sauce. I like the joints with the whole berries in them, too, man. I just got used to those. I like cranberry sauce.
Who said they don't like cranberry sauce? What are you, Dominican? Who don't like cranberry sauce?
I don't like cranberry sauce.
No? Oh, man.
Y'all don't know what y'all missing. What? Cranberry sauce is that... What? Pour cranberry sauce one more time, please. All right. Cranberry sauce gets love on GQ Palace, man.
Cranberry sauce is one of the best things on Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that.
It goes
not.
Yes, it is. That
no,
cranberry sauce, especially when you mix it with, like, the macaroni or something. I mix mine with the stuffing, my dude.
It has that kick to it with the stuffing, and it had that little sweet smell. You know what I mean? I'm talking like we're on Top Chef now. You know what I mean? But it goes down like cranberry sauce.
But
it's definitely the season to be thankful, man, and, you know, be thankful that, you know, you're in a, you know, safe environment, man. You know, you got, you know, you're in a warm place of people that, you know, are doing without this season, man, you know. Like the ones that dealt with Hurricane Sandy and all that. So we're coming, finally, getting it together after that. And it's holiday season. So if at all possible, man, you know, look out for somebody, man, you know, over the weekend or, you know, while you doing what you're doing with your family, man. Look out for somebody. And, you know, we have fun, man, and it goes down here every Tuesday night. But it's serious, too, man. You know what I mean? So, from whatever you're doing, however you choose to celebrate, just make sure you're in a good environment and you do something for somebody else, man. It'll make you feel better, too. So that's how we're doing it, and that's our PSA from GQ Power Sports after further review. All right, so the Knicks, can we get a Knicks score update? Can we get a Knicks score update in the building?
Yeah, what's going on with the Knicks?
See what's going on with the Knicks, man. Knicks right now is 53-46. It's about to be halftime. The Knicks are up 53-46. Carmelo got 23 points. He's doing his numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He got 23 points in the first half.
How many assists you got?
How many rebounds?
Hold on, let me see. Don't you love it? It's going down live and direct, GQ Palace Sports. Carmelo Anthony had 23 points. He got 5 rebounds and 4 assists.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, talk about what's that all about? What do you mean
He's doing triple double numbers right now. And again, it's like
What triple double he have?
I don't want him to charge.
How many what?
What triple double did Carmelo have?
I said he's working on one.
Oh, please.
You better leave my Knicks alone.
Oh, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Because y'all let
the
your Lakers coaches
about
on crutches.
Right now.
Don't
you better leave my
Lakers
team alone.
I don't want Carmelo to start taking it to another level.
I think Carmelo is just being Carmelo right now. He's moving the ball.
What level? Carmelo was nice. He's crazy. He's moving the ball. How many years has he been in the league now? Six or seven years? He has had more than six years in that league. Who, Carmelo? Yes. Yeah, he was in there more than six years.
So we played like 3 years in Denver,
because three years in Denver, two in New York. Matter of fact, you can
he's
go
played 9 years. 9 years he's been in the league.
He's been in nine years. I'm about to say, I know it's more than six.
What year was that he met Lala? What year was that? And they've been together?
No idea.
That's when I'm...
He's been in the league about a year or two before he met her? I have no idea. I'm not up on the entertainment page.
He played seven years, six years in Denver?
Played seven years in Denver. I think he played seven, right? The last two in New York, right?
Played seven in Denver in the last two, and yeah, two in New York. This will be his third year in New York.
But I really don't count.
I really don't count the lockout season, though, man.
It's a season.
Huh?
They must have kept the lockout.
Apparently, the Lakers didn't count the lockout season either.
What do you mean we not counting the lockout?
How many games Mike Brown coach?
Mike Brown said that they don't make a coach.
How many games Mike Brown coach?
60 something?
He coached 66 last year. And what, 5 this year?
4.
5. It was 1-4 when he got fired.
Okay, 5.
So, it is what it is, but I think Carmelo Anthony is finally getting to figure, he's figuring it out now. Because before, like you said before, he thought it was all about him. He's figuring it out now. You know?
Yeah, he's playing team ball now.
But my thing, my worry now is about the Knicks is what's going to happen when Amari Stoudemire comes back.
That's going to be a thing. You have to play him
because that money is going to be there. You're right.
You are absolutely right.
He'll be like another Allen Houston. You have to play him.
I think that's where it's going to stir up a little situation.
See, that's the thing, Carmelo's going to act a little wild. Right. See, that's the thing we worried about now. Everything is all good. And, you know, Carmelo's distributing the ball, and he's being a team player, and the Knicks are doing good. And what happens when Amari Stoudemire, and just like Kia said, you're going to have to play him because you can't have $100-something million sitting on the bench.
But you already got burned by Allen Houston.
Yeah, you're right. So, you know, that's why I'm kind of like not really hopping on the, you know, I love the Knicks all day. I'm Knicks through and through, but I'm not, you know, the Knicks are 7-1, blah, blah, blah. I'm not really on it like that. I want to wait and see. Till when Amari comes back, let's get to Christmas. Let's get to New Year's and then see where we at.
Let's get to New Year's.
I think they're gonna. I think they're gonna do it, but that's gonna be the problem with Stoudemire come back because it's gonna be some confusion there.
And who's taking his place?
Who's
playing
Stoudemire's
place?
Carmelo's playing power forward.
So who's playing small forward?
Okay, see, so that's where the confusion is definitely going to come in at.
Who's playing the power forward?
Ronnie Brewer.
He's sitting down. There you go right there. He's sitting down.
Yeah, I mean, you know that, but I'm just saying as far as the chemistry with the team. Because remember last year we went through the same thing with Jeremy Lin, with the Linsanity, it was going crazy. Then when Carmelo came back, it was like, oh, man, what do we do now? You know what I'm saying? So, there's no confusion.
But you know the thing about Stoudemire, he's getting so old. His body ain't the same way. His body is always something breaking down on him right now.
Yeah.
That's the bad part about it. And the bad, like you said, they ain't going to keep $100 million on the bench, so they're going to try to put him in. And something else is going to break down on him. You know what I mean?
But again, we got
this, you know, the old
heads are showing up. You know, Rashid is showing up. Marcus Camby's showing up. You know what I mean? But again, like, the big question mark is what's going to happen when Amari Stoudemire comes back. So, I mean, go ahead.
My thing is, Carmelo plays small forward. Of course, Stoudemire getting his spot. He's getting his spot. Carmelo's going to have to adjust to that quick.
You think Carmelo's going to have to adjust to Amari, or Amari's going to have to adjust to Carmelo?
I think Carmelo has to adjust to Amari.
As far as the ball movement and the shots and things
exactly.
of that nature, because
exactly.
Amari's going to demand his shots. You think so? If he's not scoring the basketball, why would
I? Come on, you know
his job is to rebound
like,
the basketball, play some D.
Come on.
He got to rebound the basketball, play some D.
Carmelo is, come on, y'all know good as well,
Stoudemire
is going to
score
that. Come on.
Well, of course he's not. You know, he feel like he got more,
don't
than on that mixed team with his boot, but
don't
the thing
like
is, Stoudemire got to realize, but Stoudemire got to also realize, too, but if he come in there and things started going downward, he got to realize the fact, all right, I got to change this. You know, he got to join in with Carmelo, because Carmelo's really keeping that team going by playing his team ball. Seriously, if he's really keeping the game going by playing the team ball, Stoudemire's going to have to do that. You know what I mean? Because when he comes in, everything is going to change with Stoudemire.
Yep.
Everything is going to change.
Yep. And that's the situation right there. You know, you wanted to change, but you wanted to change for the better. You know, you want to his addition to the lineup to be an improvement. You know, but you don't want everything to stagnate now. Now we got to stop and make sure that he gets his touches and, you know what I mean, and things of that nature. But if he's not playing up to his capabilities, why even have him out there?
That's the thing
you got to worry about. It's a thing that we're going to be glad to have him back. But is he going to mess with the lineup? Is he going to, you know, throw the chemistry off and throw everything all, you know, off balance and out of whack? So, yeah, man, we got G2 Power Sports in the building. 646-200-3838 is the number. Press 1 to get in on the conversation.
If y'all actually think they're not going to put Stoudemire, it's not going to be in there, and he's not going to, Carmelo's not going to, y'all, come on.
That's $100 million. What if Stoudemire was coming off the bench?
Oh, y'all know which way he's off the bench. Come on. You sound foolish even saying that.
Why not? Let him get his win back up. He hasn't played. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't had no burn. So let him come off the bench. You know what I'm saying? Get his numbers up. Because he's not going to come in playing 40 minutes a night.
Let me put it in plain, clear English to you. Stoudemire wants to get back in his position.
Okay. Because I remember last year, during the lockout short and joint when he came back against Toronto and he was trying to put up the weak shots in Toronto. Bar 90 and then was batting and stuff. The first game they played Toronto when he came back, when he was injured last year. So, I mean, Amari Stoudemire is going to be Amari Stoudemire. All right, we got Malcolm back in the building, man. Welcome back to the bigger show, my dude. You good?
What's good? What's good, people?
Yeah, we're talking right now about the Knicks and Amari Stoudemire and how, you know, everything is kind of peaches and cream for them right now. But when Amari comes back, you know, should he come off the bench? Should he come back and start right away? You know,
let him get his legs back, because obviously he ain't going to be in shape yet.
Uh-huh.
Like you said, it's not a big deal if you just, you know, let him do his job. Once he do his job, you know, then you can't deny him his playing time. Like I said, him and Melo can play together. It's just a matter of, it's weird. You got to know where you got to fit in. My point is this.
Y'all, you know what? Who will be on the bench?
Who?
Stoudemire will be in his position. Who's playing small forward?
Well, Melo can play small forward. Melo knows the beat that small forward.
Brewer's playing small forward.
There's not a small forward that can guard him.
He's going to the bench.
Who's going to the bench?
Brewer's going to the bench because he's starting for Amari right now.
Oh, definitely going to the bench. He's definitely going to the bench.
Come on.
I mean, Brewer ain't he's just basically a role player, which he's doing his job and playing defense, which is, like I said, you can't have all superstars in every position.
Again, you're not going to have Amari Stoudemire come back from an injury and play 40, 45 minutes.
No, he's going to have to work his way in.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
not
going
to work like that.
And again, it's back to the chemistry thing. Does now everything stop because Amari Stoudemire is back in the game? Or if
Shumpert
got to
come back too.
If he does his job, everything should flow smooth. Play D and
get
rebounds.
Got to bring fade back in too.
Yeah. Play D and crash the boards.
Yeah.
He played ball. Yeah, you know? Right. I'm surprised. I'm proud of him, man. But, you know, again, the season's young. Everybody's young. You know, planning parades and all that, man. Let the season get, you know, we got to get some games under their belt. And we'll see, you know, how it progresses and all that. But
they're a long way from parades.
Yeah, way long.
It'll
be summertime.
If I put Stoudemire on the bench, then something's a problem. Because if Stoudemire might be on the bench, it's going to cause a whole problem.
Mm.
If he's on the bench.
I think it'll cause a bigger problem if Stoudemire is playing and he's not producing.
Oh, somebody's going to do his job. It's somebody getting the ball in the right spot.
Hell, come on.
Point is, he's not a post-up player. He's just a player who basically, like, you know, get it and dunk it or get it and shoot it. Stoudemire got a nice little 18-footer. Don't get me wrong. He puts the ball in the hole. But like you said, the ball can't go through one place. It has to move all over the place if everybody's moving the ball around.
Right.
If the Knicks are moving the ball around and everybody's moving and cutting, you can't nobody stop them.
We're going to see. I hope so, man. I hope so. That's the thing that's bothering me, man. I just feel like, you know, Carmelo and Amari, you know, do they really coexist and mingle together enough to, you know, get them a championship or get them a, you know, championship-worthy squad, man, you know? That's the thing right there.
They're going to have to learn to play together. That's the whole thing.
Champions learn
to play together.
If both of them not on the court, you can't learn to play together. Maybe somebody's always hurt.
Yeah, you said that right. Because one always hurt.
Yeah, if one of them's always hurt, when they going to learn to play together?
If they don't play together, they'll be back at square one.
Right. That's exactly. Yep. They'll be back to square one. And who wants to go back to square one?
No one. What do you think about that move? What they did to Phil Jackson and the Lakers, man?
In regards to hiring D'Antoni?
Yeah.
I thought that they were going to hire Phil Jackson with all the talk that they were doing
about
it. If they got rid of Mike Brown like that, I just figured that they had
Phil Jackson in the bag. They should have gave that man a shot. First of all, they didn't even want to work his offense. See, everybody just mellow when he didn't want to work with D'Antoni or whatever his offense was. When Kobe and them didn't want to do Mike Brown's offense, and keep in mind, last year they had a short season, and they didn't have a big mini camp.
That's what I said.
So they couldn't work that offense like they could now. In other words, they got to learn to work it. Everybody's over-predicting, this triangle offense that so-called is supposed to work. Let me give you an example of triangle offense. Triangle offense worked in Chicago with Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah.
Whenever the triangle offense didn't work, Michael Jordan bailed them out. Whenever the triangle offense worked in L.A., right? Whenever the triangle offense didn't work, Kobe bailed them out. That's the name of the triangle offense.
Let me put it this way. Whoever says, you know, that what we did, my friend, y'all get him as a coach then. Put my friend as your coach. We don't want him. Y'all can have him.
If I get Mike Brown to be my coach, I know I'm going to win 60 games. I know that.
You can get him. Then you can get him. Take him.
That's the point. If Mike Brown was a garbage coach, the Lakers wouldn't have hired him from the door.
He's free. You can have him.
You know what I'm saying?
He's free.
So
he's good.
He just didn't get a chance to put his offense in.
Right.
And everybody go
press an offense.
My thing is move the ball.
I said last week that Mike Brown he didn't even get a chance to coach one full season with the Lakers.
Nope,
he coached 66 games last year, and he coached 5 games this year.
I don't care how many games he coached.
You know, he didn't get a chance to do whatever he was supposed to do.
Well, whatever. Like I said, we say it again. If y'all want him, y'all can have him.
And I'm going to tell you right now, you think Mike D'Antoni going to coach? He signed for 4 years. You think Mike D'Antoni going to be coaching the Lakers in 4 years?
Nope.
So
there you go. I'm just saying.
There's no defense.
Going to be coaching the Lakers in 4 years?
Listen to me. If he don't do what he's doing, he's going to the same shit that Mike Brown got.
So when the Lakers lose 5 in a row, D'Antoni's going to get fired too?
No, he's going to get 4 years.
You know what I'm saying? So how does that work?
Let me tell you
something. Mike Brown never got a shot.
Again. You can't talk about what Mike Brown got. You take him. He's free. Take him.
I don't need him. I got Mike Woodson. Woody Wood is in the building. Holding it down for the blue and orange on 34th and 7th. Salute the Knicks. Can we get some applause from the Knicks, please? Hit the applause button for the Knicks. Can we hit the applause button for the Knicks? Keep you telling sports what's happening, man. All right, thank you. That's what it is.
Backing me up how we fired Mike Brown. So what?
Fired him. You didn't give him a chance.
So what? Take him. We don't want to take him. Take him.
All right.
So look, I'm just saying. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to score. You just ain't going to talk about it. Because, like, D'Antoni ain't going to be a reason why you beat Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma City blew it, too, because they should have never got rid of Harden. Harden was the key to that team, man.
I think that you know they had to do what they had to do, man. That
he
was a money squeeze right there.
He
wasn't up till next year.
Yeah.
This year was a solid year.
Yeah.
He's a restricted free agent. He's not unrestricted. He
but
was
you know
a Carmelo
what?
Style.
You know what I would look? You know what I would say about James Harden? I would look at James Harden and say, you know what, good riddance. Where was you at when we was in the finals? Where was you at?
He disappeared, but the point is...
I mean, is that what I'm going to get when you take... You know what I mean? You can take me to the finals, but when I get there, what happens?
Let me say this. You know what? The Heat did their job. What they did was this. They said, we know we can't stop Russell, which they couldn't. We know 35's going to get his point. Durant's going to get his point. It's just this. We need to shut down Harden.
Harden,
that was their mission, was to shut down Harden. They did, because Russell scored like 30 a night on him. They couldn't stop Russell. Russell scored like 30 a night on him.
But Harden was missing open shots.
Dude, he just didn't have it. He didn't have the rhythm. They did their job. They did their job as a team defense was to make sure Harden didn't kill him.
Mm.
Because Durant got his.
Yeah.
Durant scored 28. He scored 32. Durant scored like 29. Well, Russell was scoring 36, 38, 40. Russell was killing him.
I don't trust Russell. You can have Russell Westbrook, man.
I don't trust him. What game is this?
I can do without
him. What game was this at?
What?
That Russell was going in the championship game?
They did in the finals. Look at the finals. Look at the Saints on the finals. Russell was killing them. They couldn't stop him.
Come on.
But the point was, it was a Russell problem. The problem is, they stopped Harden. Harden was the key in the bench.
They won't have that same back to back year. Well,
they ain't got Harden. That's why. Harden's the key.
Oh, whatever. They won't have it. And he didn't play good the other night, so it's not like, you know, whatever.
Y'all couldn't beat him. The Lakers couldn't beat him. When they had Harden, the Lakers couldn't beat him.
So you think
even
the Lakers
knew
that.
Why you think they went out
and
got 15
threes? They're not going to beat the Rockets now because the Rockets got James Harden.
Yeah.
We didn't play good last night. We beat the other night. So I'm trying to think for what? For what?
Say what?
I said, what? He didn't have a good game the other night, so what?
No, well, last night, now it don't matter because Harden ain't on that team no more.
But I'm just saying, so it's not like it's going to be a back-to-back deal for Oklahoma. Make your judgment. You knew what happened last season. Make your judgment.
So how did the Lakers make the adjustment? On defense. How did they make the adjustment?
How the Lakers make adjustments on defense?
They got Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard ain't the key, bro. I mean, don't get me wrong. That was a shaky trade to begin with because it looked like who's that? Orlando got nothing out of that deal.
So that's a trade you don't have to worry about because that trade went through with the Lakers. I mean, take
care
with that one. He's a LA
Laker
fan.
I'm a LA Laker
fan now.
I think that again, at the end of the day, man, the Lakers are going to, you know, be where they usually are. You know what I mean? And I don't know, Oklahoma City, again, the proof is in the pudding, man. Did they need James Harden?
Yes.
Yeah, they need James Harden.
Yes.
But they had to let him go. It's business.
But
you know
my
what I mean?
Thing is this, the business part ain't even up yet. My point is, that business part wasn't even up yet.
But
they had another year because he was
going to rape him.
No,
was
it wasn't
friend.
A matter of rape.
He was going to sign
what they wanted to give him.
Yeah. So now they got paid Durant, they got paid Westbrook, they paid Ibaka.
He's a mid-level player. He gets a cap no matter what. It's not like he's unrestricted. It's not like he's going to get LeBron money. I mean, or D-Wade money. He's a mid-level player. He's not even a five-year player yet. You do know that, right? That's why I said they jumped the gun. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I hear you.
They don't even need his agent to negotiate his contract.
Well,
because he's
capped
up anyway.
They did what they had to do. They flipped him. They turned it into, you know, what they had to turn it into, and
they
got what they
the
got.
That might be their downfall because they jumped the gun. Mm. I think they jumped the gun on that, yo. Not only that, even if somebody signed him, listen, he would have been restricted. Even if somebody signed him to an offer sheet, they can match it. They can match
but
it.
But would they have matched it, though?
My thing is,
they really want
sometimes
to go
you got
to
see what's
that
out there before you go.
Yeah.
They can match it.
They didn't want to go through all that. That's why they was like, you know what, they cut their losses and said,
well,
you know
I'll tell
what?
You what, they might have cut their nose to spite their face right now.
The only way that it'll come out as a loss for them is if Houston does better than them this season. And I don't think that's
Houston's not doing better than them, bro.
So
Houston ain't got enough players.
I don't think that, you know, that Oklahoma City's going to lose anything. So look what they got back in the deal.
Bro, he's a baller, yo. I mean,
yeah.
I understand your point, but he's a baller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah. But, I mean, those things happen.
See, this is what
I don't want.
I don't know if you're watching the game. I don't want Melo sitting there holding the ball all day.
Mm.
He's sitting there looking at the ball, holding it. Ain't none of this ISO crap. Get rid of the ball. If you hot, you hot.
Yeah, man. Knicks up by 8, man. CQ Palace in the building.
They went up by 11.
616-200-3838 is the number. Press 1. So, yeah, Malcolm, man. So, again, man, Cowboys and Redskins, man. Quick analysis.
Cowboys will win, but it ain't going to be easy because all those divisional games are tough, man. Whenever you're playing your rival in divisional, you're going to always come out tough, man. They're going to give them a good game. Kind of like I said, but my thing is, I ain't going to lie to you. I really don't want the Cowboys to make the playoffs because I want homeboy. I want him gone. I want Garrett gone.
He's going to make the playoffs.
And they don't go to Super Bowl.
He's gone
regardless. I want
him gone, man. He's a terrible coach. He's gone. Jeremy's tired now.
He's a terrible coach, man. One, they're not disciplined. They get too many stupid penalties. Oh my God, I can't even fathom just watching all these penalties that they do all day. I'm saying to myself, dude, how are you taunting? And you just made a great sack.
Right.
Ratliff just taunting. Like, why are you taunting? And you just made a great sack, bro. They had like they lead. They're second in the league with the most penalties. Only idiot team that's got more than them is the usual Oakland Raiders.
You think you got to make the playoffs?
I hope not. I ain't gonna lie. They probably will, but I hope not. Because right now the Giants are gonna collapse.
They are gonna collapse.
You think the Giants are gonna collapse? You said?
Yeah, they're
gonna collapse.
They're gonna collapse.
Schedule is tough.
Whoa!
They are gonna collapse.
Giants schedule is tough.
Yeah, Giants are gonna collapse.
I told you that at the beginning of the season, if they win 10 games, it'd be a miracle.
I'm gonna tell you right now, 10 games will win that division.
If the Giants win 10
Giants
games,
win
it'll
division.
Be a miracle. That's what I said. 10 games might win the division, but if the Giants win 10 games this season, it's gonna be a miracle. They got Green Bay.
Whether they're both tied at 10 games, 10 games will win the division.
Yeah.
That's a no doubt. They ain't going 11-5. Giants ain't going 11-5.
Oh, they're not going 11-5. Mike, you know good play. They're not going 11-5. Stop that.
All right.
Baby, go to Pittsburgh fan.
Y'all keep doubting my boy.
The Steelers fan.
Key is the Steelers fan.
Yeah, the Steelers. Whoa. Hey, y'all, without Big Ben, it's going to be a little trouble here.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Big Ben is a man. I ain't going to lie. Without Big Ben, you got a little trouble there.
Yeah, she says 6-4. She says she's all right. She's still going to the Super Bowl.
At 6-4? Well, we'll see. They still got a chance.
She's going to the Super Bowl at 6-4.
But right now, Baltimore got the upper hand right now.
Yeah, they got a 2-game lead on them. But she's
two
like,
game
they
lead
got a
tiebreaker no matter what.
Yeah.
So they already got a win under the belt.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll lose up in San Diego. They haven't beaten up in San Diego. That's what I'm hoping them to lose up in
San Diego.
Can't trust the Chargers. I wouldn't go in there trusting the Chargers.
Well, we said that last year.
At home or on the road.
We said that last year.
It's Phillip Rivers, a suspect.
With the Chargers, we said that last year. We said that last year with the Chargers like that, and the Chargers beat them last year with a bad record.
Yeah, but that's what Chargers team are you going to get? Chargers are 4-6, and that's
right,
my other team, and I just keep it funky. You know what I mean? The Chargers, either they win or they don't. You know,
what are you going to get with the Chargers? Look at the Chargers.
That's another head coach that's terrible.
Oh, Dorn Turner?
Bad head coach. He's a good coordinator.
He's gone.
Terrible head coach.
He must got some pictures of somebody because he's still around after what
he
did.
I don't know how he's keeping a job.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
My thing is like this. We're hoping, Parsons can get him next this week. The same way Parsons got him and Baltimore, the Jags on a Monday night. They lost teams like that late in the season, even though they won the division. So.
But I'm just saying, I know your Steelers can't afford to lose too many more games.
If they lose this next game, I guarantee you Big Ben will be back in the next Baltimore game. Because they play Baltimore right after this game again.
He's playing in Baltimore.
They said they don't know when he's coming back. Well,
no. He'll be playing back in that Baltimore game.
Yeah. He's coming back in that Baltimore game.
He's coming back in that Baltimore game.
So is Charlie Batch really that bad?
No, he's not that bad.
All right,
well,
so why would you let Ben heal up and y'all take 6-4 record and do what y'all need to do?
Listen, everybody thought we were going to win. When Ben started that suspension, they assumed that we were going to lose all these games before Ben did that. Well, look what happened with Charlie did. We came down there. We came up to the Tampa Bay and blew them out up last year in Bucks.
That was last year. This is this year. Let's talk about this year. Last year is done. You can't do nothing about last year.
That's what he needs to do to keep the Steelers afloat.
Should I sing my song again? No. I'm 6-4. You're 6-4.
Yes,
we are 6-4 together. Applaud that. Applaud me singing my song, please. Applaud that. Thank you very much.
That's an applause thing.
Was that applause for your singing? Because that was terrible.
That's what applause for my singing, man. That was applauding me. Applauding my singing.
Come on. You sound talking about how I'm 6-4.
And you're 6-4. What can you tell me?
Hey, on the real, yo.
I won four in a row. How many games you won in a row? How many games you won in a row? You talk about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. My team, we 6-4. We good money right now.
I mean, obviously, I wanted to hit him right after that Cowboy game. I won't lie. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, y'all in trouble because the Cowboys opened up the blueprint on how to beat y'all. Because y'all was up 23-0. Cowboys came and took the lead. You only went up 23-0 wasn't because of your offense. It was because Romo basically gave it to you. But they still came back. And then we had a terrible coach that didn't know how to win at the end. But like I said,
That game was not on Romo.
No, Romo. Forget Romo. I ain't worried about that. My thing is,
Dallas
opened up the blueprint on how to beat the Giants, and everybody using it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the word.
Come on, don't even try to say we follow behind the Cowboys beating the Giants. We look at your blueprint. No, we coming in with our own blueprint.
Cool. A blueprint of what? How to do what? Go 6-4?
Record again.
Okay, when was the last time we made the playoffs?
I'm asking
you.
You tell me. Now you tell me.
No, you tell me.
I got to
be kidding you and all that. You tell me.
Please.
Last time we made the playoffs. When was the last time you won a game?
Make the playoffs. Make the playoffs.
Let me see you win a game. Beat Cleveland.
Beat
Cleveland.
Beat
Cleveland.
Beat Atlanta.
Beat Cleveland.
Beat
Cleveland.
Win
a game.
Win a game.
We won six games, just like y'all. We won six
kidding
games.
Are you kidding me?
Six and four. I got to take six and four. I got to do what I got to do.
Come on.
We don't go six and four that often.
Come on. And that's what you're bragging about, because y'all 6-4.
Because according to you, we ain't made the playoffs
you,
and God knows when. So what you saying? You're going to make the playoffs this year.
You better make the playoffs this year.
Right. And if we don't, then what?
If we don't make the playoffs, then what?
And? We had a good year. We won two games last year.
Oh.
So anything past that, I'm happy. So I'm good. My team is all right. I know my limitations. I don't have delusions of grandeur. Like my man said, you know what I'm saying? I don't have delusions. I know my limitations. We go 9-7, I'm happy. We go 10-6, I'm happy. I'm not going to be, oh, we're going to win the Super Bowl and all that craziness. I know my team, and I'm not worried about my team.
Y'all went 10-6 and didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, we sure did, but we won 10 games. So we good. I'm good. So you worry about Ben and make sure that his aorta don't get punctured. You make sure Ben's aorta don't get punctured. And make sure y'all don't wear them sloppy uniforms no more. And give them uniforms back to Boardwalk Empire.
You think that we're not going to make the playoffs, and you tell fools to think they're not going to be back.
Give those uniforms back to Boardwalk Empire.
You know the game. Come on, you know the game. And that was the Boardwalk Empire. You know, like I said, I can give a red ass.
Give them uniforms back.
Come on, I can give a red ass. I get it. And that uniform represents the 1930s. That represents Chickman Barney's up in that uniform. I can give a right ass.
Yeah.
That's no substance to me what you're saying about the uniform. I'm all about substance.
I understand that uniform is hideous, though. I agree with that.
It is what it is, man. You know.
But they playing ball, though.
Yeah, they playing ball, but they need to have Ben Roethlisberger back. If they don't have Ben Roethlisberger back, then what they gonna do? They gonna win a playoff game at Houston with Charlie Batch.
Ben Roethlisberger missed maybe one more game.
What I said was, when Ben comes back, is when he'll be back. You got six more weeks to go. If his situation is back, then that's cool. And if it's not, it's cool. You 6-4 right now. You staring 10-6 in the face. You need the win. That's fine. Then do what you need to do. Are you? What's going on? Mike, you still with us?
I'm still here. I'm just enjoying the conversation.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man. So, basically, you know, it could happen. It could definitely go down. But he's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to be there for it to happen. You know? Yeah. And, you know, and they went out. And who was this other guy? They picked up Plaxico today, right? And who was the quarterback they picked up? Hoyan, Bobby Hoyan? He used to play for the Eagles. So I'm like, okay, you know, so I don't know. Is Ben coming back? Do they need Ben? Is the other dude hurt? What's going on? That's all. We just showing concern about the about our other teams in here. It's going on right now. The Pittsburgh Steelers 6-4, and hopefully they finish 12-4. But who knows?
They ain't been in those 12-4.
Yeah, see,
I'm gonna help you with that.
Uh huh. See,
right now it'll be tough for them to get 10.
And that's the reality of the situation.
But they can't get 10 wins. They can get 10 wins.
They can get 10. They can get 11 wins. You know what I mean? Because they lost a couple of games early in the season that maybe they shouldn't have lost.
Yeah.
They lost,
like I said,
they lost
if Ben don't come back within the next 3 games, if Ben don't come back by that second Baltimore game, they may be a done deal.
And that was my thing. I said they don't know when Ben's coming back, man.
They don't know yet.
That's what I was trying to say. They don't know when he's coming back. So my thing is, what happens when it gets later on in the season? Do you bring him back, or do you let him, you know, rest for the playoffs, depending on what, you know, where your position is at?
Well, listen, they gotta see exactly. If they out of it, staying out of it, he gotta come back.
Right.
He's gotta come back. Mathematically, he's gotta come back.
Right.
That's
but you don't want to rush him though.
No.
And that's what I say, dude. If you can rock out with what you got, if Charlie Batch and Bobby Hoyan and whoever else can get you where you need to go till Ben gets back, then so be it. You know? But, you know, like you said, you need Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
You know? And they got Cleveland this week, and my thing was, you know, it's going to be a crazy situation out there, you know? You know, the dude is a dude that is a Steelers fan. He owns the Cleveland Browns. The Steelers dude owns the Cleveland Browns. So it's going to be a crazy situation, man. And, you know, Pittsburgh's not going in at full speed. So, and this is one of these games. You know, they call it a trap game. And hopefully the Steelers can get out of there with a win, because then are they looking forward to the Baltimore rematch?
I'll put it that way.
It's a whole lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's how I was looking at that as far as the Pittsburgh.
Echo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's good, man? So Malcolm, where you at with that situation right there?
What situation with the situation?
With Steelers, with Pittsburgh.
Well, Pittsburgh, I already told you, if Ben don't come back by the Baltimore game, it's going to be tough for them to make the playoffs, even the wild card. Although they still have a chance. They still have a chance, though.
Right.
But it's going to be tough. But if they lose, the next game is Cleveland.
They may
actually win that game.
But
if they lose a Baltimore game, a second Baltimore game, they kiss any division hopes goodbye, first of all. And then they can kiss any. And then they're looking at a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to have to work from that point on.
And then the next game after Baltimore, they play San Diego.
They'll win that game.
Okay. That's a home game against the Chargers.
Yeah, if Ben is there, they'll definitely win that game.
Then they play Dallas.
They ain't losing. They may win that game too. They may win that game near too. If they ain't back by then, they may win that game too.
And then they play after Dallas. They play Cincinnati.
No, they losing that one.
Okay. And then they close out the season with Pittsburgh.
Who closes out the season with Pittsburgh?
I mean, they close out the season with was it Cincinnati yesterday? Hold on. Wait a minute. They closed out the season with Cleveland. Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Last game of the season.
Oh. So I counted another 3 wins.
So that's 3. So that's 9-7.
9-7. I counted 3 more wins.
Hey. Hold on. Hey. 9-7 was the call on that one.
I think they have to find one or two more wins.
They have to find one or two more wins.
No,
so
who
Mike,
said 9-7?
Huh?
Who said 9-7?
I said 9-7.
Malcolm said 9-7.
You know what, please.
I just counted 3 wins for you, and I even gave you the Dallas win.
I didn't care what you count. 9-7,
okay.
Please.
Yeah, 9-7.
Yeah, okay.
I think that Hold on. We're not saying that Pittsburgh is garbage. We never said that. Due to the situation that they're dealing with, it's going to be hard for them.
It's
week 12. You're 2 games back.
Oh, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? That's all we're looking at from that point of view. That's all.
What's the interest of them going to San Diego and losing?
It's Cleveland first.
You got Cleveland. And but she's saying that Baltimore's playing San Diego. That's what she's saying, I think.
Oh, you think San Diego stinks?
Can we get an applause button for that raid right there? Hit the applause button for me one more time, please. Can we hit the applause button? Somebody slow on the door right there. There you go. All right, thank you very much. All right, check it out, man. It's 5 minutes left in the show. This is the part of the show right here where we're going to pick three games. We're going to go through these games real quick. We got Washington and Dallas. Who you got, Malcolm?
I got to take the homeboys just because they're home and they're eating turkey at home. That's about
it.
A little home cooking might do them a little justice. But
don't
mean they may look ugly, but they'll win.
Kia, who you got, Washington and Dallas?
Dallas.
Okay. Mike, who you got, Washington and Dallas?
Come on. Washington.
He's a hater. He got to do that.
Yeah, I figured.
He got to do that.
The second game we're going to do is Baltimore and San Diego. Malcolm, who you got?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Kia, who you got?
The Chargers.
Chargers. Mike, who you got?
San Diego.
Gotcha. All right, and then the third game we're going to do is Atlanta and Tampa Bay. Kia, who you got?
The Falcons.
I knew it. Malcolm, who you got, my dude?
Bro. I'm going with Tampa
Bay. That's a tough one.
I'm going with Tampa Bay.
Okay. Mike, who you got?
Freeman playing ball.
I'm going with Tampa.
Okay, Mike, you going with Tampa? Okay, man,
yeah.
So we got a couple minutes left. We're going to go around the horn right quick, man. Everybody give these Thanksgiving shout-outs, man. I appreciate y'all calling. Kia, we're going to set it off with you, sweetheart. You got 30 seconds. The floor is yours.
You know what? I have nothing to say, but, you know, wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy their turkey whatsoever. That's it.
Okay, thanks, man. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, sweetheart. Welcome, man. What you got to say, man?
Hey, everybody have a blessed Thanksgiving. I'm thankful to be alive, for one. You know, I'm thankful for my family.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, hey, football is football. Hey, don't everybody choke on that Dallas turkey. Peace.
I hear you. Mike, man, any last words before we get out of here, man?
Yeah, yo. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And everybody be safe. Chia, don't eat the dark meat, all right? Relax. All right, don't eat the dark meat. Relax, girl. Cut it out. And you know what?
Applaud Mike for giving health tips. Applaud that. Applaud Mike for giving health tips. Applaud that.
Applaud me.
Applaud, brother. Man, applaud, brother. Slow. It's all good. It's all good. And you know, for real, man, you know, it gets serious up here. We had a very good show tonight. It went down, man. Kia's goes hard body karate for us Steelers, man. I'm not mad at that. But I would be remiss, man, in this holiday, you know, season to be thankful and all that. I want to send a shout out, man, and yeah, I'm gonna make you hit the applause button one more time. Applaud Lavina and the CEO Rich at GQ Palace. Applaud them, please. Applaud yourself, please. Hit the. You be throwing the applause button when I'm shouting you out. It's all good.
She even put a woo in there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They threw the
wow, man. So, yeah, that's it, man. Everybody do what they do, man. Enjoy your holiday. Remember, man, next week, man, we got the plate review. It goes down. And we'll be back here, man, do the Tuesday Night Heat Rock, man. This is the mayor. I'm about to get out of here, man. Thanks to everybody, man. Enjoy your holiday. Travel safe. Get to where you got to get to safe. And we out. Peace.
Peace.
Go Big Blue! Go Big Blue!